This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
It's unclear when schools in Illinois will reopen, but students are still trying to keep up with their work, including music lessons. As part of a series called Schools Out, WBEZ is talking to Chicago area teachers, parents, and students about how they're spending their time during the coronavirus school shutdown. First up, we hear from a Chicago teacher who's giving recorder lessons online.
Like all teachers, Chris Ballyar-Mientes was scrambling to figure out what he was going to do for what he calls homeschool for coronavirus. He decided to use the time to teach students how to play the recorder in hopes it would inspire them to play in the orchestra at Murphy Elementary. He put together delightful videos with him in his apartment with the leaves of a plant above him and a piano in the background. Here's him introducing a song.
Anyways, I get too excited. I used to love trains when I was a kid.
He left the recorders at his Northside school for families to pick up when they come to get free lunches, and he's come up with his own method of teaching an instrument that comes from how he learned to dance.
So the first step is we read it with our eyes and we say it with our voice.
The next steps are to read and then whisper it, then read and think it, and then eventually the last step.
Go.
Ballyar-Mientes has gotten rave reviews from students and parents. All over his Google Classroom page, kids comment, "Awesome! Great job!" And while his ulterior motive is to revive the school's orchestra, he says he thinks there's good reason why kids have taken so well to the lessons.
Because music is a good out for stress. It's a good stress reliever, you know, whether you're singing in a choir or playing in a band.
And to be sure, this is a stressful time. I'm Sarah Karp.
And I'm Susie Ahn. Claire Jacob Bison is a choir teacher at Marian Catholic High School in South Suburban Chicago Heights. She's been doing e-music lessons with her students, who, for now, plan to perform at their spring concert scheduled for early May.
I guess they're just so worried that they're not going to be able to do what they love, which is performing. And so that's kind of the aspect that, you know, we're trying to stay positive.
That's Jacob Bison along with her 7-month-old daughter, who tends to make an appearance in some of her e-classes these days. Jacob Bison has been holding mini voice lessons with her students. The kids also have daily assignments, and she can check in on their progress.
I can see videos of them actually singing their music, so I can check in and see to make sure that they're on task.
She says some of her students say it's a little hard to practice music when everyone is under a stay-at-home order.
One of my students is doing their recording or a Google Hangout with them in their car because they were like, it's too loud in my house.
Senior Carrington Johnson is in varsity choir. She says it's been kind of weird doing choir practice without an actual choir.
But it's honestly been kind of fun because we get to focus more on, like, improving our own voices.
The spring concert is Disney-themed, and one of the songs Carrington is practicing is How Far I'll Go from the movie Moana. It's about a girl who longs to see the world beyond the island she's bound to, which might be something many of us are feeling right now. Carrington has always loved music, but it's something she looks forward to now more than ever.
It is kind of really relaxing, especially because I can't really leave the house right now, so singing is like the one thing I'm still able to do freely.
Teacher Jacob Bison says even if they have to get creative, they'll figure out some way for the students to perform. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.